So now, if you're Gimel, now probably a very practical question. What do you do if you're up the whole night? So now, there's a suffix we referenced before, yesh listapek. There's a question, im tzarach litol yad av shachris, there's a question you need to wash your hands in the morning, lispal, for washing your hands for davening. That's suffix number one. And ulahavi ruach ram miyadav. And the suffix number two is if you need to remove the ruach ram from your hands at all. Okay? Now, the Ramah says, bottom line, v'yitlam below bracha, since you got suffix brachas all over the place, you'll wash your hands three times on each side, but it's all out of suffix, and therefore you won't make a bracha. Now, let me bottom line this halacha first for you, before we get into any nitty-gritty details. So first of all, here are the two sfeikas. Suffix number one, as we know already, we've seen it in every sefik in the whole simon. If you're up all night, so then, according to the Rosh, your hands are clean. You don't have to wash your hands for shachris, for Shemoneh Esrei and Kriyas Shema. Let me just clarify that then a little more. Maybe here's a good time to do it. Unlike other things, when it comes to davening, Chazal or Mesak and a bracha, a Natila and a bracha, if your hands were certainly dirty, or even if you don't know if they were dirty. So here what we're assuming is the person was up all night, and therefore he knows his hands are clean. Okay? Which is reasonable. Reasonable assumption. So that being the case, the Rosh would say no washing hands. The Rosh would say no washing hands. Right? The Rosh, however, even though we said that you're the Bria Chadasha, and you didn't sleep, so not really a Bria Chadasha, there it comes out, the Rosh holds that lo plug Rabbanan, the rabbis didn't make, they made a general rule. The general rule is you're going to wash every morning, so you're going to wash and make a bracha, so you make a bracha and wash here too, even though you're not really a Bria Chadasha. That would be the Rashba's approach. That's the suffix. According to the Rashba, you would make a bracha. According to the Rosh, you wouldn't. As far as Ruach Ra goes, there's a separate question mark. I'm not sure what the source of this Ruach Ra is. Is the source of the Ruach Ra sleep? And therefore, you didn't sleep, so therefore no Ruach Ra. Or is it something that happens at night? And we'll get the nitty-gritty of the night, how night calls in a minute, but if it's since it's nighttime, so then you went through a nighttime, so of course you would have to remove the Ruach Ra. So you have two sfeikas there. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, as a matter of, I want to summarize the halacha, this is so practical, I don't want to get lost in the forest, lost in the trees, I want to see the big picture of the forest here. The halacha lemaisa, because this happens to you at least once a year in Shavuos, whatever it is, all of it's not a problem. Why? Because what you do is, you go to the toilet, and you touch yourself in a place that's dirty, any old covered place, and then you've removed all this, as far as bracha goes, you removed all the sfeikas. As far as Ruach Ra goes, who cares? No bracha anyways. You wash your hands for Ruach Ra, and if you didn't need to, so it's a date. As far as the brachas goes, by touching yourself in a dirty place, any place that's usually covered, right? So then, according to Rosh, you're Bria Chadasha, and even if you're awake all night, no plug. According to Rosh, your hands are dirty, and you clean them, you need to make a bracha. So you're good to go. So you don't have a problem, as a matter of practicality. But, you know, they make it sound all difficult up in the Mechaber and the Ramah, but down in the Mishnah Berurah, it'll all come clear. No, only, right, we pass them once a day for Shacharis. The tefillah, the netilah that goes prior to Shacharis and enables you to daven Kriyashman and Shemoneh Esrei, according to Rush, that one requires a bracha. But P.S., just remember, I told you, according to the Rush, you would make it three times. You'd make it again a Minchah and Marv if your hands were dirty. And by the way, like there are others like the Gra who went that way also, I should just point out. We don't make a bracha for Minchah and Marv. I'm just saying I'm just putting it out there that it's not totally out to lunch. Okay? Fine. So that's the story in a nutshell. I'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Chav Zayin, you're up kol halayla. So he says, listen, first of all, v'im yasham b'miktsasa, if you slept a little bit of the night, l'kul yama tzarech litol yad b'boker kadin. If you slept, you know, from 2 to 4 or something, then but there's no question whatsoever, obviously, because you're a Bria Chadasha, your hands, when you're sleeping, you touch something and who knows what. But he says, listen, that assumes you were sleeping from 2 to 4, whatever it was. Vusha Yashin Shnas Keva Al Mitaso. You set the proper, maybe short in time, but a qualitatively considered a proper sleep. And therefore we assume you scratch yourself when you were sleeping. Right? Umashum Destam Yadamaskani, those hands move about. Right? Ubavadai Naga Bamakam Batunaf. You touch something you shouldn't have. Should some places usually covered, therefore you need to wash your hands. Aval, however, im yashin shnas arai, if you're in the middle of your learning on Shavuos night, you just clonk down on the table for 45 minutes, or 20 minutes, whatever it is. So then, la rush, according to the rush, Dino Bezek Ilo Lo Yashin Chlal. As far as the Rosh is concerned, it's as if you didn't sleep at all, because when you had your head on the table, you weren't touching yourself anywhere, so therefore you can assume that, you don't have to assume you're dirty, so Rosh wouldn't allow you to, Rosh wouldn't tell you to say a bracha on that. So, yeah, so that's that. Like, we'll see in a second, we'll have other solutions, but just, okay. Sif. Undressed, but I don't think so. I'll tell you why. Even yes, if it makes a difference, the reason why they slept undressed in those days. The thing is, we'll see soon enough that, let's say, the place under your kippah, for example, that's a makom mechus, that's usually covered. To scratch there would require netilah, or your back. You know, if you scratch here, where I'm scratching, like down your behind your collar. So if you notice, if you use your pen or something, but if you stick your fingers down there, that's mechayev and netilah. So. Of course, if you would have the bizarre, if you put like gloves in your hands for you to sleep, then you're protected. But always, you assume you scratch something somewhere, your belly, your leg, your ankle, something that's usually covered, then you're to do a netilah. Now, it could be, I'm speculating a little bit. It's a funny question, and we'll see later on, they were filthy back then, and they didn't wash that often. So, any place that's usually covered is like sweaty, as we'll see, it's called memulezea, means like, you know what it is? You've probably seen it, like, say, when you were a kid, or like, you know, during the 3 weeks, you get it, the 9 days. Like, if you rub your skin, you get those little, like, pieces, it's like dead skin, like, that clumps together. That's what I think Mimule Zeya is. It's like, you know, there's like, well, Zeya, but the Mimule Zeya, it's like, you know, it's like you've got a layer of dead stuff on top of you. Yeah, Mimule are like rolls. So, but Mimule Zeya, like these rolls of sweat. I think it means that. I've seen it before. On the skin, it's like the oil and dead skin cells and everything else. It's disgusting. If you only shower from Shabbos to Shabbos, whatever it was, it's in the winter time and everything else. So they were dirty, really dirty. Yes, but what I'm building up to is this. I take a shower before I go to sleep every night. That's what I do. I'm sure I'm not uncommon. So, 3 hours after I'm in bed, I don't sweat in bed. I'm wearing pajamas. My room is air conditioned, or whatever it is. No mimbuli there, not even any zaya. It's perfect. So I'm like conjecturing beyond halach lamais, totally. But you would ask a question, like, why should my arm or my ankles or whatever, I just washed my hair 2 hours ago or 10 minutes ago, why should it be considered to be like a makom matunaf, a filthy place? It's perfectly clean. So that's a... No, we're talking about dirt. We're talking about dirty things. So it could... So like when Mashiach comes around, maybe he'll adjust the rules. For now, as a matter of halachic, I saw somewhere someone, it was a Ben Ish Chai, like someone, this, or maybe Shlomo Zalman, someone, I don't remember. It's a question, like everyone asks, it's a reasonable question. So... The answer is that I saw someone say this. It's better than nothing. That when you can draw the line, obviously. So he says, as long as you're still wet from your shower, then touching yourself is not requiring a nunit in Tilas Yadayim. I forgot who said it. But once you're dry, I guess then we don't know where to draw the line when you're dirty, and that would be the din. Why am I saying all that? So when you're sleeping at night, even though you weren't naked, but if you just scratch one little place or something, then that you're already, it's mechayev a bracha. Preempted the question, yeah, but you're not dirty. So Chazal said you were dirty, and I wouldn't be surprised if when Mashiach comes, they'll maybe rejigger the rules a little bit. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. But they were dirty back then. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, am I on tape here? Rav Shlomo Zalman, for example, just so you think I'm completely crazy, only a little crazy. For example, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that he won't be surprised if in Yemos Mashiach, Mashiach will change the rules of Basar B'Chalav in Kalim. He says, tonight, he says, B'liyas, today are Kalim, are these stainless steel pots? What are you talking about? Like, they're perfectly clean. They're not, there's no, what are you talking about? B'liyas coming out. There's nothing in there. There's no mamashas there, and it's not. So he says, maybe the rules will change. But he said, but I'm not going to change any rules. So I'm just suggesting. Okay, what am I talking about? Nothing. Answer your question? No, I don't think it's because they slept naked, because your hands get to other places besides where just naked people are uncovered. Okay, fine.
Just carry on like you normally do.
Yeah, just do what exactly. There's a lot of what ifs going on, but in normal circumstances, not. Where are we up to here? I've lost my place altogether. So we're looking inside here. So we're now doing the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Yud Gimel. So we said one Chaf Ches. This Pal. Sorry. The Mechaber had said upstairs. Yesh listapek. There's a safik im tzarich litol yadav shachris lispalel. So if you need to wash your hands for davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says what I spoke out already. He says da'ainu. What's the safik? The tefillah. As far as davening goes, yesh safek imatam shel natilas yadayim shachas karash. But we're not sure if the lachak the Rashba. That was the Briah Chadasha. Le'il b'mishnah Berurah seif katan aleph. Bimkein afal gav dahashta. Even though that now lo nasa Briah Chadasha. This particular night you were up all night, so you didn't still didn't go up to Shemaim and come back down again. Good, you're not a Briah Chadasha pitom today. But nevertheless, lo plug rabbanon. The rabbis didn't like lo plug rabbanon. By the way, maybe that's the exact answer to my issue about not being dirty. Yes, being dirty. It's a low plug rabbanon. If you touch yourself and wash your hands, maybe so. But tzarech netila. So therefore, the Rosh would hold every morning you wash your hands as part of your avoda and you make a bracha. Oshema, perhaps, ikaratam is karosham. It's like the rush of there. The rush teacher was, like we said, your hand needs to be clean. You touched something that was dirty. Uvenear, if you're up all night, lo nagab makam matunaf. You didn't touch any dirty place. And therefore, ain tzarech netila. You don't have to wash your hands. So that's your suffix. Now, lava ruach ra, as far as removal of ruach ra is concerned, yesh gam ken suffik, you have a separate suffik, im ba'alma, if it's by virtue of hashena goram ruach ra, that it comes from virtue of sleeping, that's a cause of the ruach ra, v'im kein, and if that's the case, afilu yashin b'yom, by the way, he says if that's the case, and this is the din lahalacha, if you sleep during the daytime, Ashenas Kava, like in your bed, whatever it is. So then, Shor Ruach Ra, Vitzarch Litol Yadav, you have to wash your hands 3 times in each side, which is what you should do, like if you take a Shabbat Shluf, whatever it is, you get up, you wash your hands 3 times in each side. Veneer Balila, Ein Tzarch Litol Yadav, and if it's caused by sleeping, you didn't sleep at night, so you don't have to wash your hands. Oh, perhaps it's Halila Gorma Ruach Ra, then Ruach Ra is caused by virtue of you going through a night time. And if that's the case, Bimkein Yia Din Behipuch, the din will be the opposite. Meaning, if you're up all night, who cares? You still need to do on Tzil Sidaim, which is our din here. And if you slept during the day, it should make no difference. Okay, fine. Sif Katan Chavtes says, so you... No, well, it means Seis Tzolos. And we always be machu for Benish Mashas to be included. We don't know when Seis is, so Benish Mashas. But the Mechaber Paskin's not like us. Sunset is nothing yet, by the way. As far as the Mechaber goes, I mean, that's a new topic for another day. But anyways, night would be from Seis or Benish Mashas onwards. Okay, fine. Yep. V'yitla, but anyways, the halach of this is not no gets, or machmer each way, both ways, so sleep day and night wouldn't matter. Okay, now chavtes, the Rama had said, v'yitlam below bracha, wash hands out of bracha. So ritzon alomer, what he means is, since we're talking about tumah here, going through the night time, shalosh pamim, you have to wash hands 3 times on each side, machma safek, because of the doubt, v'chem b'shnei tz'ifim shachrezeh, same goes, we're going to talk about repeatedly the sfeikas we're dealing with, it's all at the same time, 3 times in each hand. And now, here is the Mishnah Berurah's clever solution in Sif Katan Lamed. He says, below bracha. The Rama said, you'll have one of a bracha, because you're in Mesufik. But he says, Yesh Machronim, there are those Machronim Shecholkin al Hachras Rama. First of all, they say, anyways, before we get to any clever Eitzas, there are Achronim who say, they disagree with the Rama, and they say, Vesovrim Tzarech Levorech, they say you need to still make a bracha. Because there are those who want to suggest the same way. There's a low plug rabbanon by the Rosh, but there's a low plug rabbanon by the Rosh, maybe. But in any case, you don't have to get that problem, right? V'yesha maskimim imo. There are those who agree with the Rama. Either way, v'chol zeh below asatzracham. This will assume the state of all night of shuas and didn't use the facilities. Now here, asatzracham technically means actually, you know, having a bowel movement. But anyways, aval im asatzracham. If you went to the toilet and had a bowel movement before chakras, it's a non-starter. You've wiped yourself and you got to wash according to the Rush. The Achronim agree. The bezet tzarich litzol yadav v'levorach. Fine. V'chein, and therefore nachon, the right thing to do. This is your practical halach l'maisa. The right thing is Nachon lasos l'charchila, a person should, l'charchila, you know, should make, do this. The mishneir kololayla, if you're up all night, like for example in Shavuos, go and b'lil Shavuos, yaza tzirachav, go to the toilet, oh, yitel maim v'yishavshef, or pass water, urinate, and then yishavshef. Yishavshef means, what he's referring to is, if you go to the bathroom on the ground, then sprinkles of urine will splash back on your leg or foot, and you should wipe them off. And by being mishashef, rubbing them off, your hands become filthy. We, thankfully, don't have that problem. So your different eitzah is just to touch anything else that, you know, that if you want to get your hands filthy in the urine, you're welcome to do so also. But you have other eitzahs. You can just, you know, whatever, you know, touch your back or your belly or something, and then you're good to go. Shaz l'kli alma yischayev l'varech. Then you're now obligated to make a bracha. That's what happens on Shavuos morning normally. Yivarach al natilas yadayim v'asher yatzar. You make a natilas yadayim and a asher yatzar, and everything will be just fine. Okay. I mean, if you find yourself in Shavuos morning and you can't pull this off, you magically didn't drink a sip of coffee all night, and you haven't slept, and you haven't gone to the bathroom, you have no desire to go because you're dehydrated. Okay, you'll have to ask a shaila. It's a little, you have to get someone to motzi you. It's a little teeny tiny, but potentially complicated, but I'm not getting into it. If you have that unlikely problem, you can ask a shaila then. Okay.